noticeable. You see, that was staple diet. Free, more or less. Yeah, my mum used to make pickle herring in a great strong jar, I think she had.
Were you giving them, or were you picking them up, the ones that fell?
Well, yeah, you'd grab them as they fell along the road. There was no end of fish about you. Well,
they never tried stopping you.
They did a lot of part of the time. They used to share with us boys, but a lot of people would go down there with them little frails, you know, bass frail thing, a bag, and don't get a bag full as easy as anything. They just lay about on the road, all slime and stuff. I remember Station Road, and the good yard at the back of Station Road, to get round the back of the Southtown Station, when they turned off Southtown Road, there was that short distance before they got to the good yard. You couldn't walk across the road. That was all slop and slime where that was running out of carts. As they came left Southtown Road, they were rousing the horses along, galloping, and the carts all had holes in, all draining out, slime, and you certainly couldn't cross the road with normal shoes or boots. It was all slime, one mass of slime where that was continuous, and I can see him now, horses racing, man coming around the corner and standing there whipping his horse. He was going full gallop, poor thing, because I've learned since him how the horses worked up the bush wharf. A lot of the time he never took the poor things out of the harness, you know, they were all nice. Yeah, he left them in the harness for work all night till they were wanted, yeah.